coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. I keep wanting to say the 20th. I'm a day ahead of myself all of the time, but it's the 19th. And I want to thank everyone, each and every one of you who tune into this program. I want to thank you for subscribing to Rumble and Brighteon, for bookmarking HagmanPI.com, where you can find all of the show information. And I want to thank you for your support, because we have a lot of things going on, folks, a lot of things. You know, with the debut of the movie Sound of Freedom, all right, people are starting to wake up. Now, look, I understand there are issues around that movie, okay? I've gotten the emails, I've seen the comments, I get it, okay? However, I'm going to say this. That barely scratches the surface. And with me is a gentleman that will tell you, because from what he's seen, you've got no idea, folks. It barely scratches the surface. So a number of things taking place today. Of course, you've got a couple of whistleblowers in front of the House Oversight Committee. Again, they're interviewing two IRS whistleblowers on Biden bribery schemes, plural. Okay, the full committee hearing is there. You've got, man, I'll tell you what, you've got a playing field for the 2024, if we have them, elections. That I'm going to tell you flat out, Biden is not running. He will not be able to run. He's either going to be carried out of the White House, and we're going to be talking about this, either going to be carried out of the White House, or I don't see any ors to that. Joe Biden, of course, he can't seem to wake up or to, you know, I'm beginning to think that Coke that they found in the White House, I don't know, size of, that picture I showed the other day, it didn't have any evidence, markers, measurements, and things like that, that you would normally see for a police photograph. So I don't know who took that picture. I can't even attribute it to the actual Coke that was found. It was my understanding that there was more than that found, excuse me, at the White House. But apparently Joe Biden, you know, does need it from what we've seen of late. Peter Navarro also want to talk about this, talking about Castro, you know, Justin Castro, Justin Trudeau, Justin Castro, using the Canadian wildfires as the predicate for climate change. Some creepy things with Biden in particular. Jason Whitlock has referenced the first homosexual president. And this is something Joel Gilbert and myself, we spoke of. You know, people want to believe, okay, that Michelle Obama is really a dude. And, you know, we call him Michael and stuff like that. Look, I don't know what happened after 2016. But I can tell you right through at least the first, well, at least the beginning of the first term, Michelle Obama was a female. Okay. Now, again, is she still a female? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, Joel Gilbert knows, and hopefully we can hit on that a little bit. You know, this talk about Wuhan and the origin of COVID-19, as well as the injecticide. Isn't it funny that Biden cut off funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was linked, of course, to the COVID-19 outbreak? And Mark Levin came out with something that I want to address now, and then we're going to be talking about a few other things, some of the larger issues about the enemies that we face. And, of course, we can't forget about Janet Yellen over in Japan, or in China, I'm sorry, when she was over in China, partaking in some hallucinogenic mushrooms. That's right. Did you hear about this? Yeah. You can't make this stuff up, okay? You cannot make this stuff up. And by the way, if you haven't seen Joel Gilbert, who was on this show, he appeared with Mel Kay and also on the Stone Zone, Roger Stone, talking about his book as well. Great book. I'm telling you right now, he has enough ammo in that book to really catch you up to speed on Michelle Obama. But first, I want to touch on, this would be before I bring on my partner in crime here, Randy Taylor. I want to touch on Mark Levin. And I want to draw your attention to this message, this tweet that Mark Levin had sent. And this is recent. If we can put that on the screen. And I want to read this to everyone, because this is, to me, this encapsulates where we're at right now. And after that, I want to follow that up with another clip by I'll bring Randy Taylor on them to follow up with another clip by Steve Bannon. But Mark Levin, in his Twitter, there it is on screen. And I want to read this to you, because I think this is extremely important for people to really understand. He writes that, and Mark Levin, by the way, is extremely intelligent. The seriousness of what is being done to Donald Trump by local and federal Democrat prosecutors cannot be overstated. And let me remind people, you've got Soros-funded, Soros-backed, you've communist district attorneys and federal prosecutors, period, in certain parts of this country. But he writes, it is alarming, it is shocking. And this republic is teetering. I'll continue without opining. President Trump will have to defend himself against bogus criminal charges in Manhattan, bogus civil charges in Albany, bogus criminal charges in the documents case, bogus criminal charges in the January 6th matter, and most likely the shoe will drop in Atlanta. All of the while, he is running for re-election as president. It's extremely difficult to fight all of these prosecutors and fight for your freedom and run for president at the same time. And these prosecutors know it. They're also involved in something that has only two prior, that has happened only two prior times in our history. That is, a concerted effort to knowingly and actively interfere in a presidential election. This is why, this is me opining now, this is why we are not going to have normal elections in 2024. Even right now, we can't have them because of what's going on. The two prior times were, as referenced above, now I'm going back to the tweet, were also against Trump. The Durham report provides overwhelming details of this effort in the 2016 campaign. And let's be clear, the Department of Justice and FBI have demonstrated in the recent past that they will use illegal means to try to take out Trump. The Hillary Clinton Democratic Party FBI DOJ orchestrated Russia collusion scam that lasted years. And they're doing the same thing now, but on an unimaginable scale. There have been no substantive reforms at the FBI. Chris Wray's testimony last week made that abundantly clear. I watched it. I laughed. I cried. I rended my garments. This is me talking now. Given all of the abuses and corruption that have occurred while he has been FBI director, Merrick Garland and his extremely radical top-level staff are unquestionably involved in all of these decisions. Now, as for Jack Smith, chosen by Garland to go after Trump, he's no special counsel. He physically looks like what he is, a maniacal, seek-and-destroy hatchet man who has a long record of abusing and targeting individuals who have no chance of escaping his fantastic Berea-like tactics. He destroyed a former Virginia governor, even though that conviction was unanimously overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. He destroyed what was left of John Edwards' career with a series of felony charges that were rejected by the trial jury. As head of the Criminal Division's Public Integrity Section, or I like to call it by its acronym, PIS, he authorized, that's me, by the way, he authorized the unconstitutional IRS attack on one Tea Party, or on the Tea Party, which was intended to cripple that movement. Later, the DOJ paid several millions of dollars to settle complaints against it. And there's more. Obviously, Garland found all of this to be a resume enhancement when he chose Smith to target Trump. Yet, because Smith triggers these criminal investigations, he creates his own immunity from congressional oversight, where the rogue prosecutor asserts that he can ignore any questions from Congress because he's in the middle of a prosecutions of his own making. This, despite the fact that his actions have thrown the election and the nation into turmoil. Now, I'm going to stop there in the interest of time. Continue reading that, please. Continue reading that tweet. In fact, I will put it in the program description, the entirety of the tweet, in the program description box at HagmanPI.com, because it's that important. Meanwhile, I'm going to welcome right now, bring on Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com, to get a hold of him. That's RT at HagmanPI.com. Two ends on Hagman. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. The rest of the country can't say that, though.
No.
That's what a mess. The FBI needs to be dismantled. I don't see how you fix it, Doug. It needs to be wiped out, wiped clean, all the way. I'm talking about get them out, vacuum out the building, the whole nine yards, start over. Something. This is out of hand.
Yep.
They all talk about Russia's the bad guy. Russia's the bad guy. I'll tell you what, you'd stand a better chance in Russia on any of this stuff than you would here today.
I completely agree with you. I don't think
I'm serious. This administration is running wild, baby.
Yeah.
This is and we can't even take down the lead horse. You know. They wonder why people are frustrated. They wonder why people want to arm up and march downtown. But when you feel like you have nothing to lose, you know what I mean? You're at the end of your rope. You are absolutely at wit's end. You can't take it anymore. What do they think's going to happen?
You know, you're exactly right. And here's what we get. Okay. Now, many people are not stupid. They know what's going on. They know that Biden isn't handling anything. I won't even say what I was going to say, but he's not really handling anything. Take a look at this. This is 15 seconds in length. Okay, listen and watch. And if you're listening to this by Global Star or some audio platform, it looks as bad as it sounds. Here it is.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and Accra and the Polish Shrine.
Yes.
And as I affirmed the Prime Minister, and we brought Israel.
Where's that coke when you need it, Randy Taylor?
It's like he's fighting, trying to go to sleep, and he's repeating something that's being said in his ear. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
You know, like we the people of the United States. You know what I mean? Just drifting off. Something's seriously wrong there. The guy if there's a 25th Amendment happening, that's the guy.
Well, absolutely, which that was made for, in part for that, but...
And you know how, Doug, you know what would be funny? Is to get his ass and stand on the stand in an impeachment.
Well,
I mean, he wouldn't stay awake. He wouldn't stay awake long enough for the process, but you could rip that guy a new one. Well, even the worst lawyer out there could absolutely manhandle this guy.
Well, before the show, you said something, and I'll talk out of school here, and I believe this. He's going to be carried out of the White House.
Yes, absolutely. He's going to die in his sleep. Okay, that's what's going to happen. They're going to go in and they're going to, you know, give him the deadly medications with his nighttime pills, or they're going to inject him. He will die in the White House. I know that in my gut. And, you know, we'll have to mourn and all that crap. And what they're doing is they're going to use that as another way to feel sorry for the Democrats.
Exactly.
They cannot have this guy run. He'll get slaughtered. He'll get stepped on. You could put 12-year-old kids on the campaign trail to debate him, and they would whip his ass. Not the ones he's sniffing. Excuse me. I don't know if you saw that one where he's sniffing that kid, the most recent one.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure.
And the parents are right there. I don't give a damn if you're the president of the United States. I'd jab slap you. Sorry, that's an old terminology. I'd slap you.
Clip three. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think this is clip three. Is this the one you were talking about? Because
it's really up close. It's up close and nasty.
Okay, this is more than sniffing. This is nibbling.
Don't chew. Yeah, that's not say he's like chewing on the kid.
Yeah. Watch this when
parents, please pay attention. And you may not want your kids in the room.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not even sure there's any audio to this, but. Yeah, and the parents. What's wrong with that?
Look at the kid trying to get away.
Yeah. Mom and dad think it's funny.
Mom almost looks like she was seconds away from saying something or pulling the kid away.
Perhaps.
She's fighting. You can see she's fighting some her facial changes. If you watch them really close, she's fighting. Everything's flashing before her eyes, embarrassing the president. What do I do? It's like you could tell in 2 seconds. You know how you get that slow motion before something happens. She's going through it.
And as far as I'm concerned, she's getting evidence as opposed to, selfie.
I just, you know what? That individual is he's disgusting. He is absolutely on every level. He's dishonest. He is a criminal. I mean, everything he's done, he has sold out the U.S. That's what I don't understand. Why he isn't in handcuffs? He is a traitor. If someone in the CIA accepted $5 million and was found out, they'd be in jail. If someone in the FBI got $5 million, they would be in jail. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anybody else in a governmental job that wouldn't be able to hide from this once people went after him, once it was exposed, people would be screaming for their necks. But nobody's messing with this clown. And you wonder why the people are pissed off? You know, one day, my friend, justice will prevail. I believe in good and evil, and I do believe the good wins out in the end.
And I
think that this bastard is going to pay the price.
Well, what was said, this was on Sunday, I believe.
I mean, God took one son from him, didn't he get the message?
Good point.
And well, he took the good son so he could bring him home, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I say I don't like Hunter Biden either, so God deal him another blow.
Yeah, that's a hell of a blow.
Yeah, get his attention, Lord.
And pun not intended there.
All the blow. Yeah, sorry.
No. Let's go to clip A. Okay. Because this kind of connects. This is a natural segue here. This is what we're up against. And we're up against the fight to take back this country. And this country will have, this is going to have an effect on the entire planet from the administrative state, the deep state, and the radical Marxist, atheist, demonic, satanic, pedophilic-like morons out there. And I think Steve Bannon does a great job. This is just over 4 minutes. Pay attention to this. I think this kind of encapsulates where you and I are at and where most people listening and watching are at, too. Here it is.
The reason it's not going to be Joe Biden, you already tell. They understand this is not working. You really look at the real polling. Trump's up, I don't know, 7-8 points. They know they got to go to the bullpen. They need Newsom or they need Michelle. Or who?
Ouch.
Who? You're so good. You're so good. Oh, my God, you're so good. Think about Biden for a second. They talk about, you know, Senator Scott, Tim Scott, he's a good man. He's a good man. He's a good man. He's got a good heart. But Senator Scott, he's wrong about one big thing. He keeps talking, oh, it's morning in America, and we're sitting on a hill, and I'm going to do all that. No, Senator Scott, Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time and a season for everything. This is the dark of night in America. Because the administrative state and radical Marxist, atheistic Democrats control this country. That's what we're fighting to take back. That's what this fight's about. Think about the city on the hill. The city on the hill. Look at how we betray the United States. Joe Biden's over there. He's sniffing some young girl in Lithuania. You see that? You see that? You see that? It's terrible. He's sniffing. The Daily Mail's got to be sent. The little girl's petrified. She's clinging to her mom. Her mom doesn't know what to do. She's terrified. Hey, Biden, here, I got a recommendation. If you're going to sniff a little girl, go down to Arkansas and sniff your 7th granddaughter you don't take credit for. Go down there to Navy Joan and sniff her. Her mother probably clutched too, you creep. And just so that we're fair, and no, you can't take Air Force One down to see the 7th granddaughter that with Dr. Jill Biden. You can't see the 7th granddaughter you don't claim. I talked to Mike Lindell, and we'll do a promo code for MyPillow. Promo code pervert for Joe Biden. So he can go down and sniff. I couldn't believe it. Guys sitting there sniffing. The poor little girl's terrified. She's traumatized. I thought they were going to call a child services in Lithuania. He'd be locked up in Vilnius. He looked like Hunter on a pile of blow. We know where Hunter got that sniffing ability. That's one thing. The only thing I disagree with Rudy Giuliani, really said, well, I put them all in prison, all in jail for the Biden crime family. I said, they're not a family. It's a pack of feral dogs. Hunter's laptop, Dr. Joe Biden, she's one of those selected people in the state. The Delaware's got the toughest laws in any state in the union because of the Bo Biden, conference, the Bo Biden Institute, whatever, toughest on messing with children. Throughout the whole laptop from hell, it's nothing but the daughters-in-law mourning about the little nieces and Hunter Biden. Where's Joe Biden in that? Where are you, Dr. Biden? You're lecturing the rest of the country. Where are you in the pack of feral dogs you raised? Hell yeah, I'm going to go there. We gotta turf these people out of the White House. They've made a disgrace of the White House. Look at that transgender ideology flag they got hiding in the place of honor instead of old glory. Look what they got going on in the White House. And then afterwards, oh, they're so sorry they didn't know what's going to happen. Zen Master Jean-Pierre, oh, I didn't know it happened, right? She's giving you one hand clapping all the time.
One hand clapping all the time. What do you think there, Randy Taylor?
I'll tell you what, Bannon always nails it.
Yeah, he does.
I would love to hang out with him for an afternoon.
Oh, me too.
Oh yeah, that guy, I love him. I really wish that he hadn't. I think he got out of the whole Trump deal with his neck, basically.
Yes.
Because they were after anybody that had anything to do with Trump. See, this is the...
They're still after him. I'm telling you right now.
And one day when we do get the chance, and we will, the Biden bloodline is just, it's got to go. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? I'm talking about the bloodline. I'm talking about the way the Israelites used to do it.
Yeah.
That is evil. Those people are evil, Doug. That is evil that has been thrust upon us. That is evil that is presiding over a gift from God, this country. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to start treating this like a gift. This is a gift. This is the most important, beautiful thing we'll ever receive from God in our lives, besides our salvation.
And look what we've done to it.
We've allowed
it to have happened.
Thank you. And you know what, Doug? I take the heat with everyone.
Yes.
We are just as guilty. We let this happen. We were too busy. I was in my career.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Going after that next sale, and I had my own business, and life was good. And, you know, my biggest challenge was going to bass tournaments on the weekend. Shame on me. Shame on me. You have no idea how bad this troubles me.
But we can make it right. And we have to make it right.
We're going to make it right. We don't have a damn choice here.
No, we don't.
You know, I, at the end of the day, my kid deserves better.
Well,
he deserves better, man.
You know, and again, segueing from Bannon clip number four, this is only a minute and a half, if that. This is Jason Whitlock. Who's really running things? And who ran things? Who really prepped for today with the interruption of President Trump? And again, we have to look at this. I think you and I are of the same ilk. You and I look at this like a crime, right?
It is. What's going on? Remember back when Trump got ridiculed for simply using the word witch hunt?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
What in the hell would you call this? I mean, the man nailed it. And this is when it was in its infancy. They were just starting to go after him. This is the one that called it election interference is absolutely right.
Well,
and people, I'd like to see somebody higher up go after the DAs that are causing the election interference.
There it is. And folks, that's part of our larger plan. When we met face to face, there were a lot of things discussed. That was one of them, going after, don't read anything into that, but making sure we identified, isolated, and nullified, attempting to nullify those DAs. But who's really running the show? We're going to be getting more into that here in future programs. But more into that, who's running the show? Jason Whitlock, talking about the first gay president. He's a master of deception, confusion, and hiding in the closet. Now, this goes to what Joel Gilbert was saying about Michelle Obama and what Roger Stone talks about, as well as Joel Gilbert talking about Michelle 2024. Watch this. This is clip four in the show notes.
His letter to librarians is a cleverly played race card. Will it work? Are black women so lost in racial idolatry and the spoils of perceived power that they will sacrifice their children to sexual perversion? Are white feminists so filled with bitterness and lust for power that they will sacrifice other people's children to sexual perversion? I can't answer those questions. We live in a time where people think nothing of grown men gyrating their genitals in front of kids at pride parades. We live in a time when Obama's skin color provides him the cover to justify and promote blatant immorality and dishonesty. We live in a public square filled with whataboutism. We can't complain about Obama's hypocrisy and lack of morality because George W. Bush and Dick Cheney pretended Osama bin Laden from a cave 5,000 miles away collapsed Building 7 without an airplane. And what about January 6th and Brett Favre? We expect and accept that our politicians lie to us. The acceptance of those lies doesn't mean we should ignore the people sexualizing and grooming children. Some sins are sins, and others are an abomination. The first gay president is a master of deception, confusion, and hiding in the closet.
And I'm going to take you back, Randy Taylor and folks, I'm going to take you back to the Lugar Commission. Again, I've mentioned this before when Obama was a junior senator, just starting his political career on a national level, right?
And still nobody had heard of him.
Exactly. And of course, he went out to Russia to assist in the disarmament. What was he really doing out there? Because a lot of that involved Ukraine as well. And we can have a deep dive into that. And, of course, the 42, 46, depending on who you ask, biolabs in Ukraine and how that's connected to Hunter and Joe Biden. And then with Obama calling the shots and Obama calling the shots today with Biden as well as Jarrett never leaving Washington and really establishing a beachhead there. And, you talk about the a city on the hill, we're no longer that, and we need to fumigate.
During that disarmament, people need to remember how easy it was to take nuclear materials out of Russia. Pilferage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, amazing, on an amazing level. I mean, the Russian stockpile of nuclear weapons was like a 7-Eleven in New Orleans during Katrina. You know what I'm saying? It was a free for all. And if Obama had his nose in, because people don't think that this New World Order stuff started 5 years ago, 10 years ago. This has been going on forever. I was reading things about Cuba and Fidel Castro being involved with the World Economic Forum before it was even established. Yeah, stick that one in your pipe and smoke it. Before 1971. Yeah.
Well, and
doesn't that make now the him being Castro's boy a little more purchasable?
Oh, absolutely. And boy, I'll tell you what, we can connect some dots here.
You just got to dig and trust me, your service providers aren't helping. In Canada, the service providers aren't helping. They are really trying to stifle information.
Well,
it's unbelievable what's going on.
I thought of you, and I want to play clip two, but before that, about the larger thing, Joe Biden, April 25th, 1992, came out with a op-ed piece titled "How." and folks, you got to understand too how newspapers used to work. I don't know if they still do work this way, but they used to work. If you write an op-ed or a report, you send in the body of the report and they title it for you, okay? The editors title it for you. You know about it, but that's how it works. So sometimes you don't have the opportunity to title your own piece. That's how it used to work. I don't know how it works now. But
Doug, you and I have done that before.
Yeah, right.
Way back when. I used to send stuff. I didn't know what these titles should be. And you would come up with great titles for me.
Well, okay. And yeah. But I'm talking about the legacy media. That's how it. That was a standard practice. Ours was like, I don't know. Shoestring. But here's what appeared April 25th, 1992 in the Wall Street Journal. This is by Joseph Robinette Biden II, if we can put that on screen, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. There it is, right there. And that's a large piece. Now, we'll go to the next one right after that. Snopes says, oh, that's That's not, no. He didn't really mean all that, because when you pull up Snopes, you know, did the Wall Street Journal op-ed by Biden in 92 claim he wanted to destroy national sovereignty? Look what they write. False. Okay, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you're reading. We'll tell you what to think. Well, screw those people. It's amazing. But I want to show you this clip. This is clip number two. This, because you've got family, you've got friends, you've got associates, you've got ties to Canada. This is Peter Navarro. Can we go to Peter? Is that okay with you?
That's right.
Okay. All right. This is Peter Navarro talking about Trudeau, about Castro, about using the Canadian wildfires as ammo for climate change, because climate change is going to be an issue for this non-election selection or whatever the hell's going to happen in 2024. Watch this.
Chris, there's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. And that's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference. That's what weak, dishonest Justin Trudeau did. And that comes right from Air Force One.
There are 110 active fires in Quebec. Almost 1,200 people from Cree communities across the northern part of the province have fled their homes due to wildfires and smoke. The return of residents of...
Hey, Peter K. Navarro in for the Admiral, Stephen K. Bannon. Great to be with you today. I've got a really special guest that's going to come on in what we call the B block in just a few minutes. But I wanted to start off the show with a couple of things. that clip of me talking about a special place in Trudeau, in hell for Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, juxtaposed with what the hell we have now in Canada with the forest fires burning, which in turn are making our life hell here downwind in the United States, I thought was an interesting juxtaposition. There was more than a few times I almost got fired when I was at the White House. I was only one of three guys that lasted the whole time from the campaign to the end. But that one seemed to hit a nerve. But the reality is, I don't regret saying that at all, because what we have is people like Trudeau, Macron in France. They love to tweak the nose of the United States. And that particular incident was particularly disrespectful to President Trump, because no more was he heading out of airspace of Canada from the G20 than Trudeau started mouthing off. But the reason why I just wanted to comment briefly on these forest fires is because predictably, Trudeau and others here on our side of the border are using those forest fires as an argument to promote the climate change agenda. I'm not going to say a lot about that, but I can say in this case, Canada has a history older than this republic of having massive forest fires long before the Industrial Revolution that did tremendous damage to our country. And what's interesting about this particular incident is that it's a politician-made disaster. It's the special place in hell that Trudeau created was a product of neglect in terms of sound forest management practices in the Canadian wild, and this is what we get. And the irony here and the economics of climate change are really difficult, because what the essence of the climate change agenda is to force us here in the United States to dramatically decrease carbon emissions at great cost, despite the fact we're the most efficient nation in the world when it comes to using energy. And
okay, you can pause.
Meanwhile,
that.
We let other.
And if you can kind of keep that there, not on screen, but there, in case we want to go back to it. Randy Taylor, you and I were talking about this 2 weeks ago, right after the fires. I mean, I think you were ahead of the curve on this. I was ahead of the curve. These were started intentionally all at the same time, right?
And they actually bagged a couple guys.
I didn't hear about that.
I can find that article. They bagged a couple guys, but these guys have vanished from sight. I mean, you're not hearing any more on the news. You would think, with all this crap going on, that this would be front line news every night, and even in the U.S., because the U.S. is suffering from Canada's ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll dig that up, and then we really, that's something I want to do, is I want to pursue and find out, because I want to know everything about those two guys. I want to know where they live. I want to know what party they're affiliated with. There's a lot to learn here, because I'm telling you, and I knew it was a matter of time before somebody was going to get caught. And you can't, I understand what he's saying about forest management and all that crap. The real point is, why do we have all these in Canada and we're not experiencing this in the Northwest United States?
It's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you right now, it's cooler and more moist in Canada than it is in the U.S. I can tell you, I've been up there a million times, okay? This stinks. This whole deal,
by the way,
stinks.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And folks, I remember when I was where I stay in the United States, wasn't getting the smoke like Doug's getting it.
Tell the audience, I mean, you could smell.
Oh, yeah. You could smell the burn.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it wasn't like a pleasant campfire smell.
No,
it was like an intense, almost like garbage burning smell.
It was like a dumpster fire.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it hung low. What was amazing, as I was driving into Erie, I remember, and my wife, she was looking, she's like, honey, is that smoke or are those rain clouds? Because it rained the whole way. And I told her, though, I said, no, I said, watch it closely. I said, that's smoke. That is smoke. It's really low, the lowest one of the layers that were up there.
Yep.
Smoke was the lowest one. Then there were the rain clouds. And I was praying for a lot of rain, because rain will dissipate a lot of that. You know, it'll get rid of a lot of that. But listen, these fires are being set as a part of a political agenda that pushes CO2 emissions. This entire thing of global warming, people need to revolt against that.
Yep.
You need to revolt against it. You need to revolt. Bitch, scream. How many of you have emailed a congressman or a senator?
You know, a couple of people. A couple of people in the comments section on Rumble, I read, have done so.
Okay, right. Cool.
Now, excellent. Now, with varying results, okay, I'm to the point where, I'm calling these people. I'm using my telephone to call.
Just to be heard, to make sure you're heard.
Yes.
And not just deleted. Yeah. Now, kind of what I was aiming for was, if we got all of our listeners to, if we just gave out one name and we said, nail that one. And you know, several hundred thousand people, you know, said, okay, cool. And we all did it one afternoon, you would sink them.
Yeah, and I got some blowback, some emails saying, what is that proof? So what? They don't care, da-da-da. Okay, so what's your idea? Okay? Yeah, not you.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. At least we're doing something, rather than sitting there, you know, well, the world's going to hell, and, you know, you guys handle it. Come on.
Exactly.
Guys, we need, you know, and these are simple little things. I've had so many people email and say, what should we do? I get that question more than it's the most famous question I get. Well, what should we do? I just told you what to do.
Yeah.
Start there. You think I'm going to give you something else to do if we couldn't and knock that one out of the park? I mean, come on. These are little simple things. These are things that I could talk grade schoolers into. Guys, come on, please. We ask you something. Just please be part of the team. We're trying to do a lot of magic here with no money. Are you getting that? Are people, anybody getting that? Is that sinking in anywhere? We know what to do. Okay? We haven't even elaborated on what is going on and what we're doing. You don't know a thing about it. It's best that you don't know about it. There'll be a time when we can tell you. But please let that sink in. All right. And the folks that are supporting us, we have some fantastic support. I mean, there's so many people out there. I just love you. I love you. I read your emails and I know what you've done for as far as supporting the show.
Yep.
And supporting this program. I wish I could hug you, man. So many people are just absolutely,
our support going right down now when you said that. No, I'm kidding.
You know what I mean, Doug? You know.
Yeah, I know.
Beautiful, beautiful souls, man. You know, and you want to know why we fight? Not just for our kids. For you.
Yeah.
For you. I'll tell you right now, if I could take a bullet right through the head today and it would put an end to all of our suffering, do you think I wouldn't do it?
Oh, man, I'd do it the same way. Yep.
Doug would go with me. Eric could go with me. You know, we would do anything for you. I want you to understand that. Like a brother, you know, like family. We'd take a bullet for you.
Yep.
You have to understand that. And so when we ask for help, you know, simple stuff. If you don't want to just donate, coffee. This coffee, not just does it help support the program, but it also helps, Doug. What is the children's organization that this is associated with?
ShatterOps.org. We do a lot with ShatterOps.org, and you know, with the sound of freedom coming out, now is a good time.
This is a good way.
Yeah.
To reach out and help them. They're out there on the front lines. They're out there right now sweating and dirty. We're sitting in a studio, so we've got the easy life compared to the guys that are out there on the front line taking care of this business.
It's true.
Okay. And this is something cool. This is, you'll be glad that you bought it, because I got to tell you the truth, it's great coffee.
Yeah,
good. Trust me, I'm in my 60s. I know all coffees from all over the world. That's good coffee. My wife. It's also great for a gift. I get it for my wife. She loves this stuff.
I'm pretty sure you've drank more coffee than I have in your life. A bit.
But anyway, folks, that's just one of the ways to help. Or like we said, stick a $5 bill in the envelope and mail it to the post office box on this website.
We got to keep going, brother.
We got to keep going. We've got to, you know, if we need to meet somebody, we have to have the ability to get there. We have to have the ability to spend a night in a motel. You know what I'm saying? And we don't, trust me, we're Motel 6 people.
They leave the light on.
Ray's Motor Lodge. You know, that's extravagance on our behalf. But folks, that's what I'm saying. Everybody can do something. And if you can't get on the front line and fight, or you can't do this or you can't do that because of physical reasons or whatever, cool. Help us out and we'll fight for you. That's the point, I guess, I'm trying to make. We are fighting for you no matter what. We're going to fight for you till our dying breath. You may be able to extend our dying breath. That's what I'm saying here. Okay? And God bless you, the ones that do. One day I'm going to meet you. One day we're going to have a big something to do, you know. And you're going to, I want to get up. I want to be able to talk to everybody with Doug and meet everybody. Meet everybody that's there, whatever venue we've chosen.
After we rip down the fencing at the Capitol,
we'll have kicked everybody's asses, they're trying to destroy this country. We are so sick and tired of it. You got two old men here, and Eric, okay, that really, really want to charge up that hill, probably more than anybody because of the stuff we see. You know what I'm saying? We love all of you. We're in this together. Let's fight it together.
Amen to that.
What's our next video?
I want to close the way we started, my friend.
Cool.
Okay. Joel Gilbert was on this program.
That's a good movie he put together.
Yeah. I thought so as well. Here he is with Roger Stone. And this is about 2024. Will there be an election? And if there is, who's going to be the nominee? Well, ask Roger Stone. Okay, now, through Joel, I know Roger Stone, I know Joel Gilbert. I know these people. I know the homework that they have. But let's take just a 2-3 minute excerpt from this. This will be in the program notes at HagmanPI.com, and then we'll come back and summarize and end the program for today. But we'll go to this clip. Will Joe Biden be dumped for Michelle Obama? Here it is.
USA in Palm Beach on Sunday.
Now, as a veteran of many years in American politics, I'm going to tell you something somewhat shocking. Joe Biden will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2024. Kamala Harris will briefly become president, but the only way in their party they can replace a woman of color is with another woman of color. And yes, you heard it here first. The Democratic nominee for president will be Michelle Obama. They have already rigged their primaries. The reason that they have canceled the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary is to put South Carolina, a state where a majority of the Democratic primaries are primary voters, are African Americans. And they will allow Gavin Newsom to purchase the vice presidential nomination, but the Obamas will hold him up for $600 or $800 million to do so. You heard it here first. When Steve Bannon says it in 3 weeks, remember I said it first.
There you have it. That was the shot heard around the world, picked up by Gateway Pundit, the Sentinel Patriot, and others. Here to talk about this is a man who knows more about both Barack and Michelle Obama than perhaps any person alive, author, filmmaker, Joel Gilbert, whose new book and film are out on the market now, Michelle Obama 2024, joins us in the Stone Zone.
Okay, Roger, great to be with you, and great job on Sunday laying down the possibility, really probability, that Barack Obama is engineering his wife to become the nominee.
Well, you know, Joel, just as I told numerous people here on this show and elsewhere that Ron DeSantis was going to challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination, and I was chided and attacked for dividing the movement and being out of my mind. Of course, as a sage political observer, I was absolutely right. That's not working out too well for Governor DeSantis. And as a Floridian, at this point, I just wish he would return home and do the job we elected him to do. We have an insurance crisis. We have a utility rate crisis. We have a malaria crisis. We have a crime crisis. Yet our governor is talking to crowds of 13 and 30 people in Iowa instead of doing the job he was elected to do. Now, I've said on this show, I've had you as a guest several times, even prior to the publication of your amazing book and to the release of your amazing documentary, that Barack Obama is the de facto president today. There's a famous clip with Stephen Colbert where he basically says, yeah, I'd love a third term if I could just like be in the basement of my house in my sweats with a microphone hooked up to a, you know, some kind of ear pods in the president. That would be really great. That's essentially, in my opinion, what we have right now. The Obamas did not have Joe Biden as their first, second, or third choice for the presidential nomination in the race against Donald Trump in 2020. They first tried to prop up Cory Booker. That didn't work. Then they tried to prop up Kamala Harris. That definitely didn't work. Then they even tried briefly to prop up Pete Buttigieg. And then they realized that the last guy standing, the most manipulable, the easiest guy to probably try to put across, and someone they could completely and totally control, because trust me, they're aware of his epic corruption and his shortcomings, was Joe Biden. That's how I think we got him. If you believe this guy got $81 million, well, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to talk to you about selling. Joel, you have pointed out already that they changed the lineup of the Democratic primaries. By law, the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary must be first. They have, since they are going to adhere to state law, they've been stripped of their delegates, but they're moving ahead to hold those contests anyway. Robert F. Kennedy will run in both places, but Joe Biden's name will not be on the ballot, nor will Michelle Obama's. Nobody will be on the ballot because it violates the rules of the Democratic National Committee. You also pointed out in a text to me this morning, which I should have mentioned Sunday, but I didn't, the convention is going to be held in Chicago. How amazingly coincidental. Right there.
Randy Taylor, this goes on and on with a lot of factual information. Any thoughts on a Michelle Obama run in 2024?
She will. I'm sure she'll run. She'll probably do real well. She'll have Oprah Winfrey behind her and a slew of Hollywood people.
Yeah.
The problem I have with the Democrat Party is this novelty president thing. They're acting like it's just a game. Oh, it needs to be a woman. Oh, it needs to be black. What about qualifications?
Oh.
What the hell ever happened to qualifications?
Merit-based stuff is out the door.
Yeah, I know. This it's like trying to fill a quota.
Yeah.
Really, it is. It's like trying to fill a quota. Because I don't give a damn what color the president is if they know how to do their job. So far, the black people they've put up there, okay, are up to something.
Oh, good point.
Obama, I mean, think about it. Every black person in politics that I know, with the exception of the brain surgeon, the black guy's Republican.
Ben Carson. Yeah.
That's a good man. That is a good man there, okay? I don't think he wants to be president. I don't think he really wanted to be president before. He's just not up to it. That's not his mentality. That's not his style. It would crumple him, possibly. But if you look at all the black people, I have yet to see a black politician, okay, that has run anything, a city or anything where I'd want to live.
Well,
and I'm not being a racist. I'm just telling you, it's this novelty thing. It's got to stop. The novelty thing doesn't. You know, because when they launch a nuke at us, they don't give a damn what color the president is.
Exactly. But you know I was thinking you were rather hard on who was it, Ron Johnson? Not Ron Johnson. Forgive me, I can't remember the name. Who thought Guam would tip over because of too many soldiers?
But you know what I'm saying? Because and I'll tell you why. The only reason I brought that up, I'm not a racist. No. I'm not a bigot.
No.
But they keep playing this race card. The race card thing does not work with me at all. At all. It's just like this trannies and queers and everybody hiding behind the pride flag. The pride flag was one thing. It's been there for a long time. Gay people are gay people, and that's that. And I'll be honest with you, we coexisted with them. The rights weren't being trampled. Not at all. And then all of a sudden, you got trannies really ramming it, you know, this whole thing, and doing what they're doing to the children.
Literally ramming it.
Literally, yeah. But and I mean, the whole thing is out of hand. But they, in my opinion, they basically hijacked the gay movement. Because I know a lot of gay people, and they wouldn't do a thing to a child. I've worked with them. I had them as employees. I've had them as bosses. Not a problem with them.
And the trans hijacked the feminist movement.
Yes, yes. And we see a lot of this, you know, over the years, over the decades. You watch these little hijackings.
Yep.
And they only went after the pride flag because pride was accepted. It was already accepted. Everything was cool. Rights are rights. There wasn't any problems.
There you go.
Until these people showed up wanting to touch the children. And I don't know what part that Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau don't understand about leave the kids alone.
You know, and that could very well be their undoing.
Yes.
Randy Taylor, I hope you're going to join me. Can you join me for Steve, by the way, we've got some scheduled conflicts, I believe, tomorrow. And possibly on Friday. You can join me one or two of the days.
Yeah,
right?
I'm good either day, man.
All right, brother. All right. Folks, that'll do it. Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com if you want to converse with him.
If you want to be on the Patriot list, shoot me an email.
There you go. There you go.
Let me know.
I'll tell you what. And you know what? We're going to keep digging. And we've got some really heavy stuff to deliver to you folks. So stay tuned, please. Randy, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, right on, brother. Folks, we love you. Thank you.
God bless everyone. Thank you for your support. And have a great day.